Friday, there was a big lunch for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. There's actually a Thunder organised lunch, our own rugby league team, and they did a terrific job. And well done to everybody that was associated with getting this game to the border and for it to be such a success.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a brilliant credit to everybody involved. Our man Mike Eden, of course, everybody who organised it, the Albury Tigers guys and girls as well, did a terrific job. It was
so
a
great
success
to have such huge sporting events here on the border and have them so well patronised.
That's right. Now, pretty much all of the team came down. They didn't all play. Sam Burgess is a legend of the competition. He's one of the toughest men to ever play rugby league, but also incredibly skillful, Lou. He's from the north of England, right?
Yes.
And that means something to me, having been born in Manchester myself. I caught up with him at the luncheon and decided to have a chat. Have a listen. Slane and Sammy, I'm very excited to talk to you, mate, because you probably picked it up, but we are both northern stock, hardy,
northern.
English northern stock. You were born in Dewsbury.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
in Yorkshire.
Correct.
Myself, Lancashire, Manchester General Hospital.
You can't. Your accent. Your accent's gone a little bit.
It's gone, Sammy.
I'm a little bit disappointed here because when we start this interview, I'm thinking you're an Australian, but now you're telling me an Englishman. Yeah. But now you're Lancashire. You're from Lancashire. I'm a Yorkshireman.
Oh, shit.
I can see you've lost your accent. There we go. That's the difference between the York. Yeah, go on. Hit me.
I'll not you, you bastard. I'll edit that bit out. That was good though, wasn't it? That's Liam Gallagher.
Brilliant. No, leave that in, don't edit that. Mate, that is North England to the teeth.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, are Lancashire folk like myself, are we always just a little bit smaller, a little bit less intimidating than Yorkshire lads?
Well, Yorkshire lads generally are a little bit tougher, better looking, smarter, a lot of things, but you know what? We've got a band together when we're in Australia. We're all English, right?
That's true, right?
So the Yorkshire Lancashire thing doesn't count for too much when we're in Australia.
Yeah.
When we're back in England, obviously the handsomeness and the smartness, it kind of counts for something, yeah?
We'd have to be separated if we were in England in a pub. And I bumped into you, and I'm all like, "Oh, bloody, I'm Man United or whatever."
Yeah, well, I mean, we just look. I mean, I'm a Yorkshireman, you're a Lancashireman, and you're not smart as me, you're not as good looking, you know, all these things.
Fighting words, Sammy.
I'm not sure I'd be allowed in where I'm allowed in, you know.
Yeah. I'm pretty tough, man. You've got a few years on me, though.
Oh, mate,
great to meet you, buddy,
and it's great
to meet another Englishman. Fine, northern stock.
Yeah, what about his accent? It sounds like an Aussie, though, man.
I'll tell you, you bastard. There he is, Slam and
twice.
Sam. Twice, Lou. Twice. He was a little intimidated.
Clearly, you've still got it. You can still whip out the accent when you need to.
That's right. He was fantastic. He talked to everybody in the room. He got up with Wayne Bennett, super coach, and they had a chat with Andrew Moyer from the Border Mail, who did a sensational job. Love his work. Well done, Andrew. And it was just a terrific afternoon. Everybody loved it.
Excellent. Love it. Love it when that sort
and
of stuff
went
comes
outside here. And I said, come on, Sammy, Duke's up, buddy.
You did
no,
not.
No, I didn't. Don't worry.